Toronto. Good morning, Ontario. It's a brand new day, Wednesday, the 25th of November, 1 month to go until Christmas, and it's 4 minutes after 5 o'clock. The Bob Lane Show until 5 to 6, then Jane Elson, about an hour away. Here's music by Lucille Starr.
And a little French Canadian thing there called Colinda. A little French-Canadian thing there called Colinda, and that's with Lucille Starr. Chum time is 6.5 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning. And the Lane Gathering, it's 38 degrees on this Wednesday the 25th, Grey Cup Week in Toronto.
Have you noticed how many people are changing to Craven A?
Yes, I wonder why.
It's simply that Craven A filters best.
Did you say Craven A filters best?
Yes! You'll be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
Yes, have you noticed how many people are changing to Craven A? There's a good reason. Craven A filters best. Craven A is Canada's most advanced cigarette. For good taste in smoking, light up a Craven A. You'll like 'em.
You'll be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
It's a Wednesday type morning. Keep your date with the station that's great. 1050 CHUM Radio. Morning.
It's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock, 5:08, 38 degrees in Midtown Toronto. We'll have the weather for the milkmen and the mailmen and all the early risers in just a couple. Right now, music by J. Frank Wilson, and this called Last Kiss.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
That's Last Kiss, J. Frank Wilson, at 10 minutes after 5 o'clock on the Lane Gathering. I thought you might like to know this, folks, just in case you were wondering. Philanthropist Andrew Carnegie is 129 years old today.
Hey!
Of course, he died 35 years ago. It's 10.5 minutes after 5, chum time.
Our town, here's the latest report, entertainment in review. CHUM in Toronto tells you what there is to do.
Well, besides all the Grey Cup festivities, and there are loads of those with the kickoff parade this morning at 11:30 from the O'Keefe Center to City Hall by way of Bay Street, then back down to the center via Yonge Street, the parade will include the 9 Miss Grey Cup contestants. The Canadian Championship Rodeo is now on at the Gardens, the Mills Brothers entertaining at the Imperial Room at the Royal York Hotel, and what do we got? Pajama Tops with June Wilkinson at the Royal Alec until December the 12th. Gracie Fields will be at Massey Hall on Friday. And a couple of great movies in town that you should see. Sophia Loren starring in Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. I haven't seen it, but I understand it. Wow. And Kim Novak and Lawrence Harvey in Of Human Bondage. And if it comes anywhere near the book, it's just got to be a great one. And there you have it, Toronto Today for Craven A on a Wednesday the 25th.
On the Bob Lane Show, it's the Milkman's Melody.
Melody. 12 minutes after 5, here's Jonah Jones. Variably cloudy and mild today, high 40 to 45. No rain in sight. And there he goes. That's Jonah Jones. and Brazil. Chum time is 14 minutes after 5 on Craven A's Music Till Dawn. Bob Lane until 5 to 6 this morning, and the weather, a good day, and if you're a milkman or a mailman or an early riser, there's no rain in sight today. We will have a bit of cloudiness mixed in with a bit of sunshine, and it'll be snow melting mild, 40 to 45 degrees throughout the southern and central portions of the province, in the low 30s in the north country. Thursday's outlook, though, is for cloudy and mild weather. Snow flurries forecast through the Haliburton, northern Georgian Bay regions, and northern Ontario. Check the thermometer right now, down to 36 in Midtown, a drop of 2 at the airport,
I know that is,
down 1 to 25, and the winds are from the northwest at 2 miles an hour. Take another look at Lane's Losers at 5:20 on this final week of racing at Greenwood, about 5 minutes. Here's our proud new pop at a quarter after 5, Bob Goulet. My Love, Forgive Me. Seventeen and a half minutes after 5 of Craven A's Cigarettes on Music Till Dawn. You know, there's no doubt about it. Craven A are Canada's most advanced cigarette. Now, there's a good reason. Years of research have gone into the making of Craven A cigarettes. Since their inception many, many, many years ago, back in England, as a matter of fact, they were first made as a private cigarette for the Earl of Craven, who said,
"You know, everybody has a Rolls Royce, and everybody has everything, a castle and everything. What can I have nobody else has?"
So, of course, the richest man in the world now has Fearless Fosdick, but the Earl of Craven had his own cigarette.
Yes, sir.
And when Craven A came to Canada, they were determined to make it the best cigarette they knew how to do. And they have done just that. And fairly simply, in a manner of speaking, they've used the best paper, high porosity paper, the best filter that money and research can produce, and of course, the cream of the Ontario tobacco crop. Why don't you find out for yourself why so many people are changing to Craven A? Just try a pack of Craven A and you'll see for yourself. Craven A, they're my cigarette. Why not make them your cigarette today? Chum time is 18 and a half minutes after 5.
All the DJs say, this one's on its way. It's the cream of the crop. It's the pick of the pops. Here's tomorrow's top tune today.
The Beatles have a new double-sided hit. Here's I Feel Fine.
It is the pick hit of the week, The Beatles and I Feel Fine. 21 minutes after 5 o'clock chum time on the Lane get-together, Craven A's Music Till Dawn.
Place your bets as Bob Lane picks the ponies.
Well, we're nearing the end of my worst year, and I'm almost happy to see it over. I'm up $5,010 this year, and since May of 62, I'm up $79,710. And we'll try 8 more with only 4 more days of racing left at Greenwood. Try 8 more for today with first post at 1 o'clock. In the first race, number 8, Jive Girl. That's number 8 in the first race. In the second at Greenwood, number 3, Centaures.
Si, sounds like a boulder.
Number 3 in the second race. In the third, number 2, Final Award. Number 2 in the third race. In the fourth at Greenwood, number 1, Barleycorn. Number 1 in the fourth race. In the fifth this afternoon, number 5, Page Service. Number 5 in the fifth race. In the sixth, number 2, Better Ending. Number 2 in the sixth race. In the seventh this afternoon, number 6, Fly Along. The display stakes, $10,000 added in the seventh, number 6, Fly Along. And in the eighth race, number 5, Vineyard. number 5 in the 8th race. And there you have them, Lane's Losers, on a Wednesday, the 25th of November. 200 on each to win. Remember, if you do bet with me, you do it at your own risk. We'll check the losers again tomorrow morning at 12:20, 1:20, and 5:20. And, of course, as always, the race results first on Chum, direct from the track with Canada's voice of racing, Darrell Wells. After 5, Chum Time. 5:23 news in a couple with Jack Horahan. Let's go there with the music of Sunny Night.
If you want this love of mine, treat me gentle, treat me kind. I just want to make love to you, baby. So you better.
That's Sunny Night, and if you want this love, 25 after 5 o'clock, news time on Radio 1, and Golden Goody with Wilbert Harrison on the other side.
Jack Horahan on the news watch for CHOM. Toronto temperature 36 degrees. It will be variably cloudy today. They got some crazy
women there in a... That's called Kansas City, the sound of Wilbert Harrison at 29 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock on Radio 1. And time to take a look at the Craven A Sports Scoreboard. The NHL one game on tap tonight with Toronto at New York. A win for the Leafs would put them in first place, a point ahead of the idle Detroit Red Wings. In OHA Junior A, 3 games last night, Niagara Falls defeated Kitchener 8-1. The Flyers are in second spot, 2 points behind the Toronto Marlboroughs. Oshawa kept pace with the Flyers, defeating Peterborough 5-3. The Generals are in third spot, 1 point behind the Falls. And Montreal defeated St. Catharines 5-4. The Thoroughbred Racing Association has chosen Northern Dancer as the top 3-year-old of the year, the first time a winner has come from out of the United States. And in Grey Cup news, the BC Lions are here. They did some practicing yesterday. The kickoff parade takes place to City Hall today, starting at the O'Keefe Center. It'll proceed up to City Hall via Bay Street, then back down to the center by way of Yonge. And in that parade, incidentally, the 9 Miss Grey Cup contestants. Some fans are already in town, over 25,000 expected by game time. And both clubs report no injuries for Saturday's game. As she goes now, everybody's going to play. And the Hamilton Tiger Cats at this moment are favorites to take the Grey Cup again. That's it from the scoreboard. The complete report on sport this morning at 6 o'clock. Twenty-nine before 6 o'clock, 36 degrees, and here's Matt Monro. Brand newy from Matt Cold, Walk Away.
Walk away, please go. Before you throw your life away.
Walk away, Matt Monro from the Chum Parade. 26 to go to 6 o'clock Chum time. And variably cloudy and mild, the weather word for today with a high forecast 40 to 45. Currently 36 in Midtown, at the airport 25, and the winds northwest at 2.
Have you noticed how many people are changing to Craven A?
Yes, I wonder why.
It's simply that Craven A filters best.
Did you say Craven A filters best?
Yes! You'll be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, my radio voice.
Yes, have you noticed how many people are changing to Craven A? There's a good reason. Craven A filters best. Craven A is Canada's most advanced cigarette. For good taste in smoking, light up a Craven A. You'll like 'em.
You'll be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
This is Hartley Hubb
and Sergeant Bert Titmarsh of Metro's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Chum broadcasts up to the second traffic information during the day's 2 peak periods of travel, each morning from 7 to 9 and each afternoon from 4 to 6.
During the morning rush hour, while Hartley broadcasts from the Chum helicopter, I'm in touch with hundreds of police vehicles all across Metro. Our prime concern, to get the commuter to work safely and speedily.
Remember, to smooth out that trip, stay with 1050 for traffic information broadcast instantly.
Yes, sir. 24 and a half minutes before 6 o'clock on Radio 1. Got a record here by the Dolphins. A little fishy sound. Forget it. It's called Hey Da-Da-Da. They could have called it something else, but you know. They didn't, obviously.
Lay your head on a shoulder. Give out a little sigh. Take a walk in the moonlight.
Well,
with a twinkle in your eye, and you've got hey da 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 da. It's a little thing that they call love. It's a little thing that they call love.
Sometime is 22 minutes before 6 o'clock. Listen, $215 in our Spot the Sound jackpot. And if you can spot this sound, the money could be yours. Your little hint, it's not my mother-in-law, definitely not.
No.
But $215 in our Spot the Sound jackpot. We start playing the game again just after 9 this morning in the Jane Elson Show. 22 minutes before 6 o'clock, and right now, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else who's tuned in and listening in out there in Radio Land and all over the place, and a little Bill Hilly music here for you right now. Everybody out there, anybody who's tuned in, you keep those cards and letters coming in. Remember, if you want some, just send us in a dollar. We'll send it out to you COD.
Sweet saw with a file in the pocket of my old Mackinaw. I'm headed for the woods each morning at the break of day.